WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Curtis Harding is an Atlanta-based singer and songwriter who got his start as a backup singer with CeeLo Green. His new album, called Face Your Fear, was co-produced by Danger Mouse, who's made hits with Green, The Black Keys, and Adele. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Tight and precise, Curtis Harding nails down every syllable he articulates on Need Your Love, a crisp bit of soul shouting on his new album, Face Your Fear. Now in his late 30s, Harding seems to possess a deep knowledge of the past half century of rhythm and blues. Working with co-producers Danger Mouse and Sam Cohen, Harding makes it sound easy to toss off an impeccable piece of Motown pop like On and On. Harding did was emulate his elders, he'd be a solid musical impersonator. But he's more than that. Listen to the ambitious piece of music that leads off his album, a composition called Wednesday Morning Atonement. Sung in the voice of a wandering father trying to explain a long absence from his children, the melody is sorrowful and deliberate. Harding's singing is so direct, it refuses any excuses or self-pity. It's the sound of a man accepting the blame and reproach he deserves.
Hello, children. Well, it's been such a very long time. I finally found the mind to explain where I've been living. I know I'm here to stay, waiting on this.
Curtis Harding most often curls his voice upward into a blue falsetto. It is inevitably reminiscent of another Curtis, Curtis Mayfield. Harding uses that voice with a cold firmness on the album's title song, Face Your Fear.
You can scream if you want to, baby, but no one can hear. You can fight through the night, but by daylight you'll disappear. If there's a way.
For a singer who's so attuned to the sounds and styles of old pop music, you'd think Harding would be best served by quick songs with concentrated little verse, chorus, verse structures. but that's not always the case here. He achieves some of his best effects when a melody unfurls at a more leisurely pace, when his melancholy has the opportunity to explain itself at length. That's true of Wednesday Morning Atonement, which I played earlier, and it's very true of a languid ballad that arrives late in this album called Ghost of You.
There was a time when I could touch you, baby.
Curtis Harding makes music whose originality emerges from the contrasting pop genres being blended. Lyrics are less important than the stories told by his shifts in tone and emphasis. There's a searching earnestness throughout Face Your Fear that denies all irony or artifice. It suggests that for Harding, facing fear involves doing his best to sound as though he's dropping his guard and letting you in.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Curtis Harding's new album, Face Your Fear.